Biggie's calling an audible. He's pulling a Kanye.
I see that, what you're doing.
We need to address this right now.
Just wave me off. What is it?
Chris, well, it started with a message I received just a few moments ago from our good friend, John Dell.
Who called yesterday.
Writes for the Winston-Salem Journal newspaper and has helped us out for countless times over the years with his sports insight on the scene reports. Yesterday he called because Chris Kelly's dog is orally fixated and will put anything in his mouth.
You know what he did? My dog, my Bernadoodle. Look.
New dog Franklin.
New dog Franklin, 5 months old. I love him. I love him.
Little scamp.
Lovable rascal.
Lovable little rascal. But the other day he ate 2 pieces of saran wrap. I had to make him throw up. That was the whole story. I gave him hydrogen peroxide.
In the driveway.
Yeah, and yesterday, here's another thing he did. My other dog, Annie, who's 13 years old, we festooned her for my daughter's birthday. We festooned her for, we have a collar for Super Bowl, St. Patrick's Day, Valentine's Day, Christmas.
Yeah, everyone has this stuff.
Sure. We have probably 11 or 12 collars. She could have something on for Labor Day, I'm sure, this weekend.
Was there a quinceañera special?
Yep, that's when we got it. And it has little, like, pink, yellow, pastel-colored balls, like little balls on it, like they're made of felt. And so she's... Okay. Well, the other dog, Franklin, like jumps on her back and rips one off of there. And I said,
a felt ball?
A felt ball. And I was like, you better not swallow that felt ball. And he looked at me.
I'm going to eat the festoon.
Yeah, he just ate the festoon right off my other dog's back. And I was like,
that's the other dog's flair.
That's right. That's right. And then my wife will say, she's given birth to 13 puppies. You leave her alone. You leave her alone. He just looks up at you, just chomping on her
festoon.
You're
not the boss of me.
Yeah. God, it is such a fight.
The big guy with the waist leash is.
Yeah. My waist leash. I might have to go back to attaching
strapping him
to
on.
That dog.
So John Dell wrote just a moment ago that he had heard from his brother about his story. And I can't remember the details of John Dell's story.
The dog had swallowed something like panties or something. And they had to do a surgery.
Well, John Dell said he had one more note to add. The dog had also eaten a ping pong ball.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Ping pong ball.
My dog would eat a ping pong ball. I have no doubt. If it got it
intact.
Yeah.
Or'd you crunch it?
I bet you he would.
I mean, you would think that would block the airway.
I think he would crunch it a little bit and then swallow it. Dented. It's unbelievable how that dog... Well, he ate a whole sock. I told you that.
He ate a whole sock. Mm-hmm. And I turned to Biggie. You'd put your headphones on, and that's when Biggie and I have our heart-to-hearts.
That's when you have your best conversations.
The best.
Like 10 seconds at a time.
Yeah, before you come in the room, after you leave, it's the best.
Yeah. We get a lot of things out.
Remember how you and Dave used to throw the football? They'd throw a Nerf football around. Yeah. And one day, Chris Dim was absent, and Dave goes, I got nobody to throw the football with. And I was like, I'll throw the football with you.
It's not the same. And he's right. It's not.
I'm over here. I'm wide open. Uh-huh. Wide open.
Nah. So I couldn't help but think about your dog needs virtually constant monitoring.
Yes.
I mean, like Jeffrey Epstein level monitoring.
Yes. If you leave a door open. Like
who's on the plane to the island, Jeffrey?
Exactly. I mean, if you leave the door to the laundry room open and forget, and he runs off, suddenly his snout's in the trash and he's got dryer sheets coming out.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
It's awful.
Or a pound of lint.
Yes. Constant surveillance.
So my thought process went like this. If that dog is indeed that demanding.
Yes.
Of its time, because it's still a puppy, still learning.
Yes, yes.
And I thought to myself, well, an impending weekend is coming up with Labor Day approaching.
Yes.
That can only mean that White People Weekend is also approaching.
Yeah, White People
Weekend. And I thought, and I said to Biggie, who will they entrust to watch this animal during the weekend?
And I said, oh, you're meeting that dog.
And I thought, well, that's kind of a breach of protocol.
Yeah, we can't.
Oh, is it? I don't know.
Because we discussed, everybody else has dogs, or there are other couples with dogs, and nobody brings their dogs. So we have already hired a pet sitter to come by.
Oh, okay.
To take care of the dog.
Does the pet sitter know what he or she is in for?
Yes, the pet sitter has groomed the dog.
Live in?
She'll be by. My wife's sister will be taking some time with it, and the pet sitter. And we've even discussed just boarding the dog. I mean, that's a possibility, too. But it's not He's not coming with. Of course. Okay. Of course I'd love to.
That was
to
Biggie's
bring.
Prediction.
I thought, I was like, you might be meeting this dog.
No.
Only because of the constant supervision he needs.
Oh, no doubt. He needs. But he will be, when he's not with people, he will be in a room that has been completely stripped of everything. We'll put him in the padded room.
Let me out!
That's what we're doing.
You wait till this door opens!
We're putting him in the padded
room. I'm eating the first thing I see.
That's exactly right.
I'm going to cost you $6,000 one way or the other.
We have already discussed all that, but you cannot.
They're cutting open this gut. They are, before Christmas,
I am
they
not,
will slice open that dog's
I
stomach.
I will not let them cut that gut. I am giving that. I've already bought in.
You might as well shave his belly now. Next time the two of you are in the shower and you're shaving your pubes,
just
shave the dog's
shave his
belly.
Belly at the same time. I got great advice on shaving my pubes, by the way. You know, I told
Reddit?
You.
Reddit?
No.
Ladies at the gym? What do you call the ladies who lift?
The ladies who lift. Yeah. I'm part of that. I'm part of that
tech circle.
Yeah, we're the tech circle, the ladies who lift. No, I don't know. I didn't get it from them.
From a guy in prison?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't let us change the channel in here, so I'm forced to listen to you guys each day. Those are always my favorite calls. Oh, I heard you guys, I used to listen to you when I was on the inside.
It
wasn't really my choice.
Yeah. My favorite is, of course, oh, I used to listen to you guys. Oh, thanks. No, I don't anymore.
No,
God, no.
I didn't know you were still on.
Yeah, you're not still on, are you? Yeah, we're still on. Yeah. Jeez, God, it's been so long. I can't believe you're still on. And that one guy at a party recently said to me, remember when we used to listen to FM radio?
I'm still on it.
Now, the thing about your dog, and during the conversation, I guess, yesterday, and during the great sock incident as well,
yeah,
we learned that breed is one of their tendencies.
The Bernese. Yeah, the Bernese.
Is it because they've been so selectively inbred that, like royal families of old, they're just nuts?
It could be. They're Bernedoodles, so they've been bred with poodles.
Again and again and again and again and again. I don't know genetics enough to know.
Without fail, everybody I talked to who owns one said they will eat anything. So maybe it's that. Maybe they've been inbred
just
so much.
Just bred them to madness.
Could be. Because
they don't even know what Alpo is anymore.
Maybe. But let me tell you, he'll eat the food, too, now. If you put the food, and we make him work for every morsel he gets.
Maybe that's his vengeance.
Maybe. That he's eating. Yeah.
Put it in a bowl. I'm a dog.
He eats. He'll eat deer poop. He'll eat mothballs. He'll eat
bugs.
But as soon as you go out, he's like, there's an ant there. Forget it. He's dead. The dog. And I mean, what are you supposed to do?
How does he interact with your daughter's cat?
They don't get around each other much.
Does the cat take a swipe at the nose?
He's curious, goes over, cat swipes, and then and goes. Mm-hmm. You know, so they're not together very much.
Okay.
So very little interaction. And because I love the cat, I don't see the cat nearly as much as I used to.
But
the dog's always beside
me. My sister has a cat and a dog. Mm-hmm. And the cat was always so sweet, but she's, you know, the dog two years in spots her.
Yep.
And like you said, dog's after her, and the cat's like, I'm out of here. I can go hide places you can't.
Totally right. I've come to respect cats a lot more through the years. You know, they know what they want. They know how to get it. And they're like, all right, leave me alone.
Yeah, they demand what they demand, but then they're cool.
Dogs, dumb as rocks, and eat whatever. I mean, my older dog has been perfect for her whole life.
But you haven't seen her whole
life. That's right. Mm-hmm. The first 3 years, I didn't know her. We got her at age 3, and she was perfect. Now,
she was a love machine.
Yeah, she was bred. 35, and my wife points it out. Anytime I tell her, like if I say, no, Annie, she's had 35 puppies. She deserves this. Like if she's eating a potato chip off the ground or something. If you ever chastise that dog, forget it.
No.
That dog is the golden child without question.